see if it works well at all. And of course, today people are going to be looking to Wall Street to see reaction to some earth-shattering events over the weekend. Some calling it historic. First of all, you're talking about Lehman Brothers, the fourth largest investment company in the country with 26,000 employees, will file bankruptcy. And also news that Bank of America has made a deal to buy another troubled investment bank, and that's Merrill Lynch. Meanwhile, as those two deals are taking place, AIG, the world's largest insurance company, is looking to the Federal Reserve for a multi-billion dollar bailout. Matthew Bishop is following all of this. He's the chief business writer for The Economist. Good morning, Matthew. And is an earthquake on Wall Street, is that too strong of a word?
No, I mean, maybe understating it, actually. I mean, it's I think, the biggest, most difficult weekend that Wall Street has ever had to endure, certainly since the 1929 crash. So it's a big deal.
So the Lehman's brother filing for bankruptcy is not necessarily a big shock. The two surprises here may be Merrill Lynch and Bank of America and concerns about AIG. Let's start with Bank of America.
Well, I mean, actually, the Lehman brother filing for bankruptcy is a shock. I think most people felt that a buyer would be found for Lehman Brothers over the weekend.
But this is a process, Matthew, that's been going on for weeks now. They've been looking for someone to come in and rescue them.
The presumption has been that the government, having already bailed out Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, would come to the rescue again because it would be too catastrophic to contemplate a bankruptcy of a major firm like Lehman Brothers in this fragile financial market, in this fragile economy. And so the government is taking a big risk, a big step into the unknown by not coming to the rescue. And I think a lot of the Wall Street firms who gathered over the weekend had expected that ultimately, at the back of their minds, that the government would come forward and rescue Lehman as well.
So what do you make of that shift then here of the Fed not stepping in?
Well, I think it's a high-risk moment. I think the Treasury Secretary early last week, after he was criticized for bailing out Fannie and Freddie, went around the Wall Street banks, according to the Wall Street Journal, and told them that he wasn't going to bail out anyone else. And so that may have actually precipitated the crisis in a way by bringing things to a head this weekend. So where we go now is a big leap into the unknown. Clearly, Merrill being bought. Merrill would have been the next firm that everyone turned their attention to after Lehman Brothers. The question is, who is it now? It's maybe AIG is already in trouble, but what about Goldman Sachs? Might they even be sucked into all this? Because they're very similar in their structure.
Well, they're also
to Lehman Brothers.
There's talk about J.P. Morgan, certainly Washington Mutual is another bank with all kinds of problems. Let's just take a look over in Europe. Markets falling 4% or more across the board over there. I'm wondering if it's harder to value a bank in London today based on what happened over the weekend here in the United States.
Yes, I think it's harder to value everything at the moment as an outside investor, indeed even inside the system. And I think until the dust settles, I mean, if we can get through two or three days now and people realize that, you know, Lehman Brothers, the businesses that make up Lehman Brothers, that most of those businesses aren't being shut down and people aren't being forced out onto the streets, out of their offices, but that actually there's an orderly process of figuring out what's profitable and what isn't profitable within Lehman Brothers, then I think markets will be calm again. But if we start getting more alarming TV footage and people being fired in large numbers, then and other banks being sucked into this, then we could see another major move downwards in the markets everywhere.
So in your estimation, it truly is a wait-and-see moment to see how these two deals unfold.
Yes, the government, you know, could have eased things a lot over the weekend. It's decided not to. It may be the right decision not to, but it's a huge step into the unknown, and I think we're going to have a lot of uncertainty, and that means very volatile prices in the markets for everything for the next few days at least, and maybe much longer than that.
Well, we won't have to wait and see about AIG. If they don't get the $40 billion today, a downgrade, which is inevitably going to follow, is going to initiate some contract issues that will cause a mandatory unwinding of AIG that there will be very little for the federal government to do anything about. How do we watch that, Matthew?
Well, I think we watch with our fingers crossed and hope that it manages to to convince the market with this restructuring package it has, because, again, the knock-on effects of AIG being unwound, are very, very hard to imagine, and could have consequences all over the place.
So it's sounding like it's a potentially disastrous, but certainly going to be a very stressful day for not only market watchers, but those who work for Merrill Lynch or Lehman Brothers.
It's certainly going to be stressful. I certainly wouldn't want to be at Lehman Brothers at the moment. I think the fact that the government decided not to bail out Lehman Brothers must mean that it's had some indication from the other Wall Street titans that they think they can weather this storm and that they can have an orderly unwinding of Lehman Brothers, but we will see. And I think a lot of people are skeptical about that. So I think there's just going to be an enormous amount of nervousness and stress. But it may mark the bottom. I mean, it may be the darkest hour before the dawn. This is the nature of the uncertainty we're in at the moment.
Matthew Bishop, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Matthew Bishop is the chief business writer for The Economist, weighing in on all of the developments
both here in
the U.S. and overseas, and the markets responding to what's happening here in Lehman Brothers and Merrill Lynch.
Hearing a kind of silver lining in what he was saying there, that if the Fed has walked away from Lehman, it must mean that other banks have assured the Fed that they're in decent shape. There's lots of ways to catch up with us at the takeaway.
Yeah, we've certainly heard that a couple of times this morning, people saying that perhaps that this is just an efficient shedding of what was too many people doing the same things.
Well, efficient, inefficient, what do we do? Do you bail something out or do you let them fail? Lehman is falling. Should the government bail these companies out?
Good morning. This is Wendy from Atlantic City, New Jersey. I don't think the United States should bail anyone out. They're used to bailing out farmers and they're used to bailing out big companies, but they don't bail out the regular Americans.
Thanks for that, Wendy. And you want Junior, we're going to ask you to eat her vegetables, but all she wants is chocolate cereals. What are your tips and tricks for getting your kids or children to eat healthy foods?
Hi there. My name is Mary Ellen. I'm from Brooklyn. And the way to get kids to eat challenging foods is if they help you cook it, they're more likely to eat it. Okay, bye.
I think you would agree with that, John.
Absolutely. And it's easy to cook vegetables, actually. It's actually pretty easy to make decent vegetables. Give us your take at 877-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Strategies for eating challenging foods. I love that euphemism. And when do we bail out and when do we let them fail?
I'm Adora Udoji.
I'm John Huckenberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.